Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, June 24th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. President Biden addresses the crime surge. Vice President Harris will visit the border. Portland police to stop making traffic stops. Atheists sue the state of Mississippi. Actor Matthew McConaughey topping the latest poll for Texas governor. Also ahead, I will tell you why President Biden will not solve the violence problem. But first, the president announcing a new zero-tolerance policy for gun dealers as the nation witnesses a spike in violent crime. The policy targets federally licensed dealers who knowingly transfer a weapon to someone prohibited from owning a gun. This, of course, will not stop violent crime and will not punish violent criminals. More on this in the message of the day. Vice President Harris caving to pressure, confirming she'll go down to El Paso on the Mexican border tomorrow. Ms. Harris was appointed the immigration czar by President Biden more than 90 days ago. Donald Trump says the only reason the vice president is even going to the border is because he is next week. The Portland Police Bureau suspending traffic stops for violations. Officers will no longer pull over cars for infractions that, quote, pose no immediate safety threat. Far-left Mayor Ted Wheeler says the strategy will allow police to focus on new initiatives like anti-racism. Portland is one big mess. Group of angry atheists filing a lawsuit in Mississippi demanding the state remove the phrase "In God We Trust" from license plates. The crew claims the slogan is a direct violation of the church and state policy of the Constitution. Car owners can choose to have plates that don't display the phrase, but they must pay a $32 fee to get it out of there. Quinnipiac publishing a new survey saying actor Matthew McConaughey is the most likable candidate in the race for Texas governor. 42% support the Academy Award winner, while 20% find him unfavorable. Surprisingly, 36% in Texas say they have never heard of Matthew McConaughey. In a moment, President Biden and violence. It's a grim situation. Right back with it.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/B-I-L-L.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. President Biden's speech on criminal violence yesterday was disappointing, to say the least. He says he's going to crack down on gun dealers. Yeah, that's going to do it. The New York Post called the speech confusing, and its editorial board says they are, quote, horrified by it. It was a foolish speech. Mr. Biden has no idea how to stop violent crime. Here's what I said on TV last night. Well, Joe Biden, the president of the United States, kind of busy today with a major address about the rising violent crime situation in America. The Biden administration cannot solve the violence problem in the United States. What they're trying to do is make the voters think that Joe Biden understands the problem and will do something about it. Both of those points are fallacious. He doesn't understand the problem, never really has, and he's not going to do anything about it. Why? Because no president could. Violent crime is a local issue, all right? In your place, where you live, it's up to the people that you elect to control criminal behavior. You can't do it from D.C. Now, I had an interesting conversation with President Trump about this. He was outraged about the murder rate in Chicago. And I said to him, well, why don't you do something about it? And he said, well, I'm going to send Justice Department people in, U.S. attorneys in. I said, you know that's not going to solve the problem. He didn't say anything. He didn't reply to that. And I said, you really can't solve the problem because the governor and the mayor of Chicago, at the time, Rahm Emanuel, now Lori Lightfoot, they don't want to solve the problem. They don't like the police. And as long as those in charge think law enforcement is racist, you're going to have a deteriorating crime problem. That's the crux of this matter. Progressive America, and Joe Biden is part of that cabal, believe that law enforcement is racist and always has been. Therefore, they want to destroy traditional law enforcement and build up or reimagine another way to protect the citizenry. That's the problem. Now, the corrupt corporate media, number one, doesn't care about the problem. And number two, they're never going to go against Biden. They're never going to tell you what I just told you. The essence of why the violent crime in America is ascending rapidly is that those in charge of New York City, Chicago, San Francisco, Baltimore, Los Angeles, St. Louis, on and on and on and on, think the police are racist. Again, that was from the O'Reilly Update on BillO'Reilly.com. Now, you can be certain the terrible violent crime plague will continue under the leadership of Joe Biden and his cronies. They simply do not want to solve the problem because most of the violence is generated by minority criminals. That's what this is all about. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com, and please check out my new book, Killing the Mob, still number one. In a moment, something you might not know.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. The heat wave baking the western half of the country this month will go down as one of the most intense in American history. The thermostat topped 100 degrees in California, Nevada, Utah, Arizona, Colorado. Salt Lake City, for example, approached 120 degrees. That number popped to 124 in Death Valley, just 15 degrees shy of the global record. Those figures are extreme, but they're kind of normal, if you can believe it, compared to some other hotspots around the globe. Here are some places to avoid if you don't like the heat. The small mining town of Cooper Petty in Australia has an average temperature of 120 degrees, requiring 80% of its residents to live underground throughout the year. The village also has a subterranean Holiday Inn hotel for tourists willing to brave the high temps. Next, Lut in Iran. That town, it's actually a village, has people who can withstand temperatures of, ready, 160 degrees. It's so hot, even bacteria cannot survive. Not much in the way of plant or animal life in Loot, but for centuries, local caves have been infested with cockroaches. How nice. Over to Kuwait City, where you won't find workers outside in the afternoon. It is illegal. With daily temperatures in the summer breaking 120, heat stroke is a serious concern. Businesses can be fined or shut down for exposing workers to intense heat between noon and 4 p.m. I have been to Kuwait City. It is very warm. The hottest place on the planet is right here in the USA, Death Valley, California. Summer temperatures in the town of Furnace Creek can crack 135 degrees. The extreme heat is a result of the town's elevation 200 feet below sea level and an annual rainfall of less than 2 inches. And here's something you might not know. Despite Furnace Creek's population of just 24 full-time residents, they host an annual golf tournament each summer called the Heat Stroke Open. It's the warmest recognized sporting event on the planet. I will not be attending. Back after this. Did you know that every day could be a perfect day if you have an American Home Shield warranty? You are covered for unexpected breakdowns, like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and placements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Do not let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. 20% off plans. You can get that at ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered as a service and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by a home builder or manufacturer. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.